You're listening to Your World Today on Radio Islam International. We now begin with the tafsir of Surah Al-Waqi'ah, which is the 56th Surah of the Noble Quran, a Surah that we ought to be reciting, reflecting on a daily basis. A Surah that has a lot of benefit and a lot of virtue attached to it. In fact, Ibn Kathir rahimahullah has cited a story, and that is the incident of Sayyidina Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu was lying on his deathbed, and Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu paid him a visit. And when he came there, Sayyidina Uthman asked him, "Ma tashtaki, what are you suffering from?" Ibn Mas'ud said, "Dhunubi, my sins." Subhanallah. As Uthman asked, "Ma tashtahi, what do you desire?" Ibn Mas'ud said, "Rahmata Rabbi, the mercy of my Rabb." Sayyidina Uthman said, "Ala amuru laka bi tabibin, shall I call a doctor for you?" Ibn Mas'ud, "At-tabibu amradani, it is a doctor who has given me this sickness." Sayyidina Uthman said, "Ala amuru laka bi atain, may I send you an allowance from the public treasury?" Ibn Mas'ud said, "La hajata li fi, I have no need for it." Sayyidina Uthman said, "Yakunu libanatika min ba'dik, accept it please, you are leaving daughters behind, it will help them." Ibn Mas'ud then said, "Atakhsha ala banati al-faqr, inni amartu banati yaqra'na kulla laylatin surat al-waqiyah." "You are worried about my daughters that they may suffer poverty? I have no such worry because I have instructed them to recite Surah al-Waqiyah every night." And I heard the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam say, "Man qara'a surat al-waqi'ati kulla laylatin lam tusibhu faqatun abada." Whoever recites Surah al-Waqi'ah every night will never suffer from poverty. That is the great virtue of the Surah. Surah al-Waqi'ah, a Surah that reminds us of Qiyamah when we recite it on a daily basis. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala begins by saying, "Idha waqa'ati al-waqi'ah," when the imminent event of doom will occur, when qiyamah will take place, when the inevitable comes to pass. It will certainly come. That is what we're being told, that there's no room for doubt in this regard. There's no room for any skepticism with regards to the occurrence of Qiyamah. So the surah starts with the advent of Qiyamah, and it then goes on to speak about the rewards and punishments that will be witnessed on the day of Qiyamah. لَيْسَ لِوَقَعْتِهَا كَاذِبًا, there is no lie in its coming. There is no lie in its coming, neither will anybody able to avert it or refuse it. All claims about it not coming is all false. The events of that day is خَافِذَةُ الرَّافِعَةُ, it will be abasing for some and exalting for others. It will lower certain people and elevate others. What will happen? The high and the mighty will be laid low, the despised and the downtrodden will be exalted. The poor will become rich, and the rich will become poor. And this is how Sayyidina Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu had interpreted and said, the purpose of mentioning this is to depict the horrors of the day of Qiyamah, where everything will be turned upside down. إِذَا رُجَّتِ الْأَرْضُ رَجَّةً وَبُسَّتِ الْجِبَالُ بَسَّةً فَكَانَتْ هَبَاءً مُنْبَثَّةً وَكُنْتُمْ أَزْوَاجًا ثَلَاثَةً. When the earth is shaken with a severe shaking, and when the mountains will be split into smithereens, فَكَانَتْ هَبَاءً مُنْبَثَةً, and the mountains will become dust flying about. Severe earthquakes will come and reduce the mountains to smithereen, flying around like dust. What will mankind's condition be when that is the condition of the mountains? وَكُنْتُمْ أَزْوَاجًا ثَلَاثًا, you will be divided into three groups. After resurrection, after being raised up from our graves, the entire mankind will be divided into three groups. The inmates of Jahannam, the inmates of Jannah, and the very close servants to Allah who will be bestowed with very high stages in paradise. These are the three groups that have been enumerated in these verses. One group will be on the right side of Allah, on the right side of the throne of Allah, and they are those who were brought from the right side of the loins of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. These people will be given their book of deeds in their right hand and will be taken to the right side of the divine throne. They are the inmates of paradise. The second category comprises of those who will be placed on the left side of the throne of Allah. And these are the people who were brought from the left side of the loins of Adam, alayhi salatu wasalam. And this category will be given their books of deeds in the left hand, will be taken to the left side of the divine throne. They are the inhabitants of the fire. And then you have As-Sabiqoon, the foremost. And who are they? They are Al-Muqarrabun, the fortunate believers who were granted special nearness to Allah. And they will be placed in front of the divine throne of Allah. And they include the messengers, the Anbiya, the Siddiqeen, the martyrs, and the friends of Allah. They are fewer than those on the right side. Towards the end of the surah, the description of the three categories will be given again, and there some signs start appearing right from the time of death of a person to indicate which category that person is in. So this is the opening verses of Surah Al-Waqiyah. We need to listen very attentively as the surah plays within another maybe 5 or 6 minutes. If you perhaps traveling home and not yet home for Maghrib, you can listen to that surah as you make your way home. That's where we leave it for this afternoon.